Okay, today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Tzadi Aleph. Tzadi Aleph, and again, today's shir is the Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Leib Baruch Ben Gittel. Aryeh Leib Baruch Ben Gittel, the Torah we learned should have a Refuah Shleima, Refuah Sevesh, Refuah Segus for him. Okay, we are on Tzadi Amebeis, towards the bottom, about six lines up from the bottom. Scheduling on the next two dafim after today's will be put up for the last cycle, and then we'll pick up Beth Hashem in a couple of days. But today, we have Tzadi Aleph. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. Six lines up. Hachosem, if you remember, we're talking about issues of muzzling, right? Relating to the issue of the topic of the privilege and the rights of the worker to be able to eat, or the animal to eat in the field that he's working in. So a corollary with that is the issur of muzzling one's animal or muzzling one's worker, not letting them eat. Vosachsom shor pedisho. So that is what all of these dafim are related to. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, achosi v'sapara. What if I muzzle an animal, but that's it? I don't do anything else, and then someone else goes and uses the animal to plow with. So the Gemara says, well, I didn't do anything. I just prepared for the Aveira, but I don't get any of the Aveira. If I'm a Zavik, Bikalayim Pater, or if I load up two animals to a wagon, but I don't lead them, I don't crosswork them, someone else takes the wagon and then crossworks them, then Pater, then in both these cases Pater, right? Setting up for an Aveira is not the Aveira. If I get everything, if I put a pot with a raw food in it, and then somebody else turns on the fire on Shabbos, I didn't do anything. That's not, it's zero until it's done, and then it's done. So here too, even if I set up the situation, so then that is not going to be a problem. It's not going to be usher. Ve'no loke eladosh umanhig bovad. You only get malchus if you actually thresh, when the animal is muzzled, or lead the two animals that are different. I mentioned last time, just to mention again, because this time I'll read it. The Rambam, there is a machlokas to the Rambam in the Rush. Right, the Rambam writes, when we're talking about Kilai Behema here, that the Isser applies, and it's also something related specifically to our Gemara also. Number one, the Isser applies only by a kosher and a non-kosher animal. The Isser D'Oraisa of Kilai Behema, according to the Rambam, one kosher, one not kosher, as the Torah says. Lo sacharosh bishor uvachamor yachdav. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. Kala ose malacha b'shnei minei behema, o chaya ke'echad, v'haya echad mehem min tahora, v'ashedi min tameya, harei ze loke b'chol makom. That's the halacha shnei amar, lo sacharosh bishor uvachamor yachdav. Echad achoresh, o zoreya, o moshech ba'gala, any type of action. And then the Rambam says, V'yafilu mashchad ke'echad o adhiga ke'echad, v'afilu b'kol loke. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, soon in the Gemara. Even if I lead them through my voice, and I don't even pull them, that also is leading. But the Rambam says, V'yechad shar v'chamar v'chachad kol shnei minim she'echad tami v'echad tor. Doesn't matter which direction it goes in. You can have a chaya with a behema with a chaya. It doesn't matter, but one is kosher, one is not kosher. That's the Issedar Isa. Midirabanan, midivrei sofrim, kol shnei minim sheikelayim baharba'a. Asurim lachrosh bohen ke'echa v'lem shokhazon lanikon. Midirabanan, you include even more. Right? So this is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rosh and other Rishonim, the Torah quotes, argue, and they say no, even to kosher or to not kosher, if they are kilayim with each other, so that is going to be a problem. The Kesef Mishni here discusses this issue that we're about to talk about in the Gemara of kilai behema bekol, even just by my calling the animal and not pulling it. Does that apply even if the animals are not tied up to the wagon? What if two animals are, you know, not tied up, but if my voice could help them go into the, whatever it is, ropes, and go lead the animal? So that's not clear. The Kesef Mishnah says, based on the Rambam that we just read, Omidivri atur nira, shehu mefarish, sherabeinu mechayev afilu einam kshurim yachad imeniga bakol. Right, it sounds like the Torah understands the Rambam that even if they're not tied together, if they work, like pull the same wagon, so it's going to be chayiv even just by kol. V'yafa pisha b'chiburi beis Yosef hereisi panim l'svar azulad asrabeinu. And even though if you look in my beis Yosef, right, it's clear that the beis Yosef was written before the Kesef Mishnah. Right, if they look at my beis Yosef, I explained the Rambam l'fi ha'emes eino nirali. But really, I don't think that's what the Rambam's saying. Ela im einem kshurim yachad. Veniga bakol, rabbeinu nami patar. Right? If they're not tied up, and you just lead them by voice, the Rambam also would say patar, and that's what he says. Zehu anira bipshay v'rabbeinu. v'chulu. And then he says, "Ani omer she'osa svara I efshar lalos al daat." I don't think it makes sense if they're not tied together at all, and then you just leave that. Part of the isser is they're being tied together. That is the problem. Okay, so that's related just to the first step of today, that if somebody muzzles a cow or ties together two different animals, and that's all they do, they don't actually do the walking through the field, so that's not going to be usur d'oraisa. Period. Itmar, we continue. A couple of Shas topics coming up on today's daf. Itmar, five lines up for the bottom now. Chasma b'kol v'niga b'kol, what we were just talking about. What happens if chasma b'kol, if I muzzle the animal b'kol, or niga b'kol, right? Both of these are isurim relating to the field. So there's an isra muzzling. What if I muzzle the animal every time the animal is about to take a bite out of the food that in the field, I go, right? I scream, so the animal does it. I don't physically put a muzzle on the animal, but I make sure the animal does not eat anything. Or hiniga b'kol, if I armanig the two animals, and again, this is what we just said, the Rambam, the tour, if somehow violate kilai behema with my voice, with encouraging or discouraging the animal, so machlokes amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv, Reish Lakish amar pader. Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv in this case, in the case where I did not lay a finger on the animal, but I was chosim it with my voice, or I was manig b'kol, I did kilai behema, so Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv, Reish Lakish amar pader. Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv in that case, and Reish Lakish says pater. What are the reasons? Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv, akimas piv avimaisa. Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv because moving your mouth, kol, that is called a maisa. Meaning, this is called a lav sheyesh ba maisa, because you are actively doing something, moving your lips. Reish Lakish amar pater, kol lo avi maisa. Reish Lakish says, no, kol is not a maisa. Period. I just remember one thing I forgot from a minute ago, the previous discussion about the kilai behema that we're still talking about. The Rambam says one kosher, one non-kosher, and the Rosh says even others, that fits into what we discussed in the last year. The Balaturim says that the svara behind lo sacharosh b'sharav achamar yachdav, the svara by kilai behema is that one animal is going to be looking over to the other animal, seeing the animal chew its cud, and think that that animal is having lunch, and he's going to be upset and have tsar. That's why if it's two kosher animals that are chewing the cud, that svara wouldn't apply. So that fits into the Rambam's Shita da Balatur. Okay, back to our issue. So machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether akimas fasav havi maisa or not, for this isser of chasima bikol. 2 points, one specific and one general. Number one, so some of the achronim discuss, it's just a ha'ara, that here there's a discussion about whether kol is enough for chasima. But isn't the real isser, you know, the animal's plowing, but the isser is what you did previously. Anyway, it's the muzzling that then leads to the plowing. Plowing inherently is not a problem. It's plowing with a muzzled animal. It's not like an avera where I actively do something. I eat a piece of not kosher. So I am actively violating. That's a lav sheyesh ba maisa. Or I do an action on Shabbos. But here, it seems like even inherently it's ein ba maisa. Because even after you muzzle, the isser is then walking the animal after having set up a problematic situation. So it's just ha'ara that it's interesting that the Gemara still talks about this avera still being a lav sheyesh ba maisa. That's just a ha'ara that one of the achronim made. But related to this machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is a major machlokas rishonim, which we have discussed before, and that is when we talk about lav sheyesh ba maisa ein ba maisa. The Magen Mishnah is on this Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says because akima svasav have a maisa. But even though the Gemara says that, some say that maybe there's a deeper understanding. The Rambam says this in the beginning of the 13th parak of Hilchas Chiras. The Rambam says, Echad achosim osa b'shas malacha, v'echad achosim osa mikodem v'asa b'malacha v'chasuma, afilu chasman b'kol loke. Right, even if you do a chasima b'kol, you get malchus here. So the Magen Mishnah discusses based on other Rambams. The Rambam Shita must be, says the Magen Mishnah. How do you define a lav sheyesh b'maisa ein b'maisa? Says the Magen Mishnah. If it's possible to do the avera with a maisa, so then even if you do it without a maisa, you're still going to get malchus. because it's possible to do it with a Maisa. That's how the Magen Mishnah interprets the Rabbah Pshita, but where's that Magen Mishnah? It's right here. On the Rambam of Chasima Bakol, the Efshar Hayli Lomar, to put all different Rambams together. Shekolav, she'i Efshar bo Maisa ela Dibur, if it's impossible to violate an Aveira through a Maisa, she'ina Dibur kari Maisa ela Chasima, kiva she'yeshna bo Maisa gamor, afa Chasima Bakol havi kimaisa. The Afalpi, and even though the Havi Gemara Kan Raya Ledvarav de Rabbi Yochanan, me Meimir, because you can come by Sila, right? Even though it sounds like for the Gemara, it's not that, oh, even though you're not doing a Maisa, it's the category. It sounds like it's talking about a Kima Svasav. It still says that's just La Ravcha de Milsa, but I don't think that's a real answer. Vitzarachlis Yashav Bazeb Besugis HaTalmud. That's the Magen Mishnah. And it's known as the Machlokas between the Magen Mishnah and the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch in the Mishnah Malach only quotes two places, but it's probably about at least seven or eight different places. The Sefer Achinuch says it beferish. He says it most beferish by the mitzvah of Nekama, by the mitzvah of Reish Mem Aleph in Kedoshim. There, if I violate Nekama, do I get Malchus? If I break my friend's item, do I get Malchus for that? Says the Kesef, says the Sefer Achinuch, no. Says the Rambam. Says the Sefer Achinuch at the end. Afal pi, ze klal ze yeh biyadcha. Bichol makom shenemar lav she'ein bo maisa ein lokin alav. Afal pi she'asa bo shum maisa ein lokin alav ebnei kein. Even if you do a maisa, you're not going to get malchus. Why? Mikivan she'efshar lav ar lalav b'li maisa. Because it's possible to do without a Maisa, so therefore you're not going to get Malchus. V'tizkar darv ezeh bekulon, ki davar barerhu, v'tzorach l'shanos v'malkom acher. Right, that's the, and that's the chiddach, and then he says this a number of times in a row, in Shin Mem Dal, Shin Mem Hei, Shin Mem Vav. By each one of those are the Yisurim relating to Eved Ivri, the Isser of working in Eved Ivri in a disgraceful manner, right? Mem Keres Oved, the Isser of putting the Eved Ivri, selling him in the normal way on the Eved HaMekach, the Isser of doing about this Parech by an Eved Ivri. By all of those, says the Sefer Achinuch, you're not going to get Malchus, because it's possible to violate the Aveira without a Maisa. So this is known as a Machlokas. The Magen Mishnah, the Das HaRambam, saying that if it's possible to do a Maisa, so then you're going to get Malchus even if you didn't do a Maisa. The Sefer Achinuch, if it's possible not to do a Maisa, like revenge, so then you're not going to get Malchus even if you did a Maisa. Opposite, there are some Rishonim, the Ravid in the Shidduch Kubetzah says, well, maybe it just depends whether you did a Maisa or not. La Maisa. Don't go by the category. If you did a Maisa, you're going to get Malchus. If you didn't do a Maisa, you're not going to get Malchus. But I saw last night, this one I don't think I've mentioned before, in the Stechemet. The Stechemet has 10 pages on this topic. Kedarka Bakodesh and Chela Gimel. See, after he talks about it, he says, Yadua, Machlokes HaKadmonim, Ben Chinuch L'Rav HaMagid. So Baruch Hashem, we try to make it Yadua right now. But then he goes through 10 pages, and then at the end, he says, I got my hands on a new Sefer, on a Sefer Ner Mitzvah. I don't think it's the Maharal's Ner Mitzvah, but a Ner Mitzvah. And he says, Shesam Shalom Bein Rav HaMagid and Sefer HaChinuch. De'elu ve'elu de'vi lo'kib chayim. He made peace between these two cheetahs. Don't look at the klalim, but look at the averas they're talking about. Ad kan, lo'kaz of a Rav HaMagid, d'chiyavah le'belo ma'isanami. What does the Magen Mishnah really mean? If it's an avera that inherently the main way of violating the avera is with a maisa, so that even if you did it without a maisa, you're going to get malchus. So what's the main way of muzzling an animal? Muzzling physically. So therefore, even if you did it without, that's what the Magen Mishnah means. And all the cases of the Sefer Achinuch, where he says that as long as it's possible not to do a maisa, you're not going to get malchus, that's because the ikker way by all of those averas are without a maisa. When I work my Eved in an Avodas Perech way, or an Avodas Bizayan way, I don't do anything, I just tell him what to do. I say, do this for me, do that for me. So most of it's without a Maisa. That's why you're not going to get Malchus, even if you do a Maisa. So he tries to make Shalom. A few of them are a little more challenging than others, or a little more, what about revenge? Is that normally with a Maisa or without a Maisa? That's what the Chinuch says, no. So that's, I don't know, what's the Iker, what's the Tafel? But either way, that's what he tries to make Shalom. He quotes the Sefer Ner Mitzvah. Then he quotes the Sefer, and the following year I got the Sefer Pnei Maven. The Stechemet had an unbelievable library. I mean, just quotes Svarim and pages. But that's interesting. Hosafa trying to make Shalom between the Sefer Chinuch and the Magen Mishnah. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Ace, the last line. But now we have it as a Machlokes. Chasima Bakol, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Eisvei, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Lo, we come in the second line. It's the first mission in Tamura. The first line in Tamura says, everybody could violate the Isra of Tamura, right? The Isra of substitution. This animal should be a carbon instead of that animal. It's also Daraisa, and they are both Kadosh. So the Mishnah says, men, women, everybody. And then the Mishnah says, Lo Shadam Rashai Lahamir. I don't mean to say that you're allowed, that it's a good idea. Elashim Hamir, Mumar Visovik Azarban. But just if you, somebody did violate Tamura, then they're going to get Malkus for that Tamura. Kasha, all right, Tamura is an Isser, L'chora, just with words. Akimas Vasav, and it shows you're going to get Malkus. Rayat Rabbi Yochanan, Kasha Rish Lakish, answers the Gemara, Omar Lay. Well, by the way, Sofik Esser, you only get 40 Malkus. If you remember the Pasuk by Tamura, there's a double Lashon. Lo Yachlifenu Velo Yamir. It's a double Lashon in the end of Vayikra. Rashi quotes, why do you get Malkus? Fourth line, Mishum Lo Yachlifenu. Rashi quotes one of the psukim, lo yachlifenu. The Ritva here wonders, why shouldn't you get 80 malchus for every tmura? Because there's two separate isurim. He says maybe one for shelcha, one for shelacherim. He has the suggestion based on other sources. But the double lav in the Torah, nobody assumes is automatically 80 malchus. But either way, what do you see from there? Rayat Rabbi Yochanan. Answer, Amar Lei, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda Hi. Maybe that Mishnah is reflecting the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Lav Sheva Maisa Lokan Alav. There is a Machlokas Tana, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you get Malchus for a Lav Sheva Maisa. Maybe that's the Mishnah in Tamura. Says the Gemara, really? Umi Matzes Mukvas Lak Rabbi Yehuda? Could you really suggest that that Mishnah is like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Vaktani Reisha. But look at the other part of that Mishnah. Hakol Memirin. Echad ha'anashim, v'echad ha'anashim, v'chavinon ba, hakol asuyemai, right, that first line, the hakol, everyone, what is that first word of Maseches Tamura? Right, what is that coming to include? The hakol, lasuye, yoresh, to include a yoresh, meaning if a person dies, that his son has his father's carbon, he could also violate the Isser of Tamura, and affect Kedusha on both animals. Udaloka Rebbe Yehuda, and that's not like Rebbe Yehuda Shita. Dik Rebbe Yehuda Ha'amar Yorish Eino Meimer, Yorish Eino Zomech. Question mark. So Rish Lakish, you cannot suggest that that Mishnah is like Rebbe Yehuda, because Rebbe Yehuda is against the Diuk of the other line of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no problem. It doesn't really mean it's Rebbe Yehuda's opinion. It's someone who holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Haitana, Sovala, Kavasi, Bachada, Upalegale, Bachada. It's a different opinion, and that opinion holds like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Lav Shein Bamaisa, and doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Yoresh. So that's the Chilik, that's what we answered. And again, Tamura has much lumdis about the second animal becoming Kadosh. Is it really a Hakadosha of the Mamir? Is it something that happens Memela, but it's not really coming from the Gavra, Nafkamina, can the second animal have any differences in Halacha than the first animal? Either way, not for now. There's more to talk about. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. Try to focus on the Chasima issues here. Tanur Rabbanan, Hachoseim Es Hapara, Vidoshba, Loke, Umishaleim. Let's say if I take an animal and I muzzle it. I take your animal. And I muzzle it, right? Loke umishalim. Not only am I going to have to malchus because I violated this Rav Chasima, but I'm going to have to pay because this animal didn't have his lunch. And this animal didn't have his lunch, so let's say I give you my animal to work in my field. And then you muzzle it, and then you don't give it lunch. So loke umishalim, both. So as they go, dalak kavan lafarav, gimel kavan lachamar. That's as much usually how it's that's the lunch for a cow or for a donkey. Ivaha eno lokem eis, veno lokem mishalem, kimle bedraba mine. How can you have two punishments for the same isser? Malchus umisa. So, three different answers. Each one of them is a major discussion. Each of these is this amud is jam-packed for many different sukkahs. But even just on the question, there's a comment of the stipler. The stipler in Baba Kama, Yud, where is this? Yud Gimel Dalet. So the stipler asks, I don't understand. So I gave you my animal to work in the field, and then you muzzled it. Is there a zchus mamoni, like there's a shibud that my animal is owed money, and therefore when you violate the avera, so then memela, you know, you owe the animal, which is you owe me? I would have thought, says the stipler, there's an avera to muzzle the animal because the animal has the right to eat. If you then muzzle the animal, you did the Issa D'Oraisa. So what's done is done. What do you, the animal is owed food? No, you muzzled the animal, and therefore you should have just violated. Hechadin, because she says, let me just read the lashon. Hadas or Torah chasima enu alei sura ba'alma v'los chus mamon lebal apara to gam al paraso shalom musar. Haraya, if I muzzle my own animal in my own field, there's no issue with dini mamonis, and I still violate. So what do you mean? Fine, mishalim. You should be allow him to eat. But who says that you're going to have to pay for it afterwards? So it must be, the disciple says, an umdina. It must be an umdina that if I give this to you to go in your field, let's say the other case is better, right? I give you my animal to work in your field. So, you know, you should have to give my animal lunch. And you don't give him lunch. So says the discipler, it must be an umdina. It's not like lumdis, there's a chi of gavra based on the shibud of the animal. No, it's just that when I give it to you, our understanding, it's ki'ilu, we made it tznai, that you are going to give my animal lunch. And if you don't, you have to pay for it, right? Not that it flows from the isser at all. That's Yud Gimel Dalet in Baba Kama. Okay, so now that helps us understand the question. So again, Loke Umishalim. So we ask, how could you get Loke Mishalim? Right, what about Kimle B'Drama Mina? You only get the more chamer punishment. Three answers. Number one, Amar Abaya. Hamani Rabbi Meir he to Amar Loke Umishalim. Rabbi Meir Shita, remember from Ksubis, Loke Umishalim, Rabbi Meir said, and Makkas, right? You can get two punishments. Asks the Ritva. We remember the Mishnah Mesachas Makos. Rabbi Meir only says that you're going to get two punishments when there are two different sources for the two different punishments. Remember the language of the Mishnah in Makkos? Shalo Hashem HaMevi'a Lidei Mamon Mevi'a Lidei Malkus. So there's two different sources. One is Losane and one is Kasher Zomam. But here, it's the same Pasuk. Losachsom Shor B'Disho. That's the Isser for muzzling the animal and allowing the animal to eat. So how is that two different ones? This not, fits in actually nicely with the stifler. The Ritva said, no, here it also is two sources. The Isser is Losachsom Shor B'Disho and the Mamon is Losigzol. It's the language of the Ritva. Said fits in. What do you mean, lo sigzol? Where is lo sigzol? The answer is because we just said that's the umdina. That's the understanding. That's what the stifler says. That's what the Ritva says right here. V'tir tzudach anami shnei shem osem ki hu loke mishum lo sachsom u'mishalim mishum v'heshev esagzela asher gazal. So that's on the first answer of the Gemara. We continue. Rava Amar. Rava says this statement of Rava was also quoted Baba Kama Daf Ayin. It's quoted in two places in Shas. Very important statement for the Sugya of Kimlei. Rava Amar. Esnan Asra Torah Afilu Ba'al Imo. Esnan Asra Torah. What does that mean exactly? If a man violates with a zona, that payment for a zona, S is called, even though it's an Isser relationship, let's say, even if it's Baal Imo, even if his son, Rachmanu Litzlan, has a relationship with his mother, that is still labeled, if he would pay, it would still be called an Esan. Let's say he pays with a sheep. He gives the Zona a sheep. That's called, you know, Esan is an Isser Daraisa to be Makrovid. Losavi Esan Zona Mechir Kela Beis Hashem Alokecha. Says Rava, even though it's usser and there's a chi of misa and there's no chi of mamun to pay, if the person pays, it's still labeled as an eslan. It's not called a matana va'alma. Meaning, how do you understand that? So the Meiri says, both in Baba Kama and right here, he quotes the French rabbis, the Chachmei Atzarfatim. Rav Shechter likes this Meiri. Quotes this in, as a whole discussion of this in Eretz Tzvi. Says the Meiri, when it comes to a hischaibus midas, when it comes to a personal obligation accepted, there's no kimle b'drama minei. There's a chiyav mamon. Even though Beis Din might not make you pay because of kimle b'drama minei, mishem risha achas ata machayvo, v'yata machayvo mishem shnei rishayos, but there's a chiyav. Kimle really does not wipe out a personal hischaibus midas. What does kimle wipe out? If the Torah is machayev you two things, so then kimle wipes that out. But if you accept a personal chiyuv, it doesn't happen. V'chach mitzarfa depershu af b'dine adam v'daitam shelo nemar ein adam mesu mishalim oloku mishalim ela b'tashlumin ezikin ava b'tashlumin haba'im derech psak utnai. I commit something to you beforehand. Kigon esnan v'schiris para Here I committed shechasimasa asura ve'isur chasimasa bichlal aschirus harizemeis umishalem viloke umishalem. When it comes to personal chiyuv, even b'dinei adam, there would still be a chiyuv. It's just that Beis Din won't enforce it because of the din of kimle bedraba minei. But there really is a chiyuv. Most assume, most Rishonim don't say that. For most Rishonim assume, well, maybe there is a chiyuv here. Lasis de shamayim. It doesn't mean that there's a chiyuv bidei adam. When it says here loke umishalim, maybe it means if one is paid. That's how Rashi seems to understand it. Rashi says v'afilu di tavale bedina. Come on, even if the woman comes and is tovea him, tain li esneni lo mechayvinan le takim le bedramimine ki avia niale esnan hu. But if it's given, still we say it has the status of a payment. Alma, filba, makamisa, namu, ramutashlum, and alay, elashay, koch, lancha, bishtayim, avoyide, shamayim, lo yatsa, achi, yashalim. There's the language of Ra. It sounds different than the Miri. It's yidei shamayim. Then, at the end, there's a line in Rashi that many talk about. Inami, Rashi has at least a second day, itafas, lo mafkinan mine. What if the zona would then grab it? Tfisa. Would she be able to keep it? Rashi quotes, Tafas lo mafkinan. We would not be mafkiyit. Kach shamati mipi mori azakein. He quotes that for one of his rebbeim. What does this mean? So, a number of achronim say, you know what this means? Rashi quote, Rashi must hold, every time there's a chiyuv lasis de shamayim, tfisa works. That's what Rashi says. It's a chiyuv lasis de shamayim. So whenever anybody, the victim, the recipient, grabs it, so they'll be able to keep it, Tafas lo mafkinan. And the Yamshel Shlomo, in Bava Kama, Vavav, the last time we discussed this, says, no, Rashi is not saying that by all Chiyuv L'Asiyas Dei Shamayim. But Grama B'Nizakin, beginning of the sixth parak in Bava Kama, there's a whole list of Chiyuv L'Asiyas Dei Shamayim. There's no Chiyuv there. Here is different because it's Kimle B'Drabba Minei. The Chiyuv L'Asiyas Dei Shamayim by Kimle B'Drabba Minei is different than the other Chiyuv L'Asiyas Dei Shamayim. Over here, there's a full-fledged Chiyuv of Mamon, but it's Niftar by the overarching Misa or Malkus. That's where there's a Latsi Sidei Shamayim, and if there's Tfisa Lo Mafkinan. But the other Latsi Sidei Shamayims is because there's a weak Chiv. And in that case, it would be too weak to do Tfisa. So don't generalize this Rashi, says the Yamshel Shlomo in Baba Kama. Venira, the Kalhecha, the Amrinan, Chaya Vidine Shamayim, Itafas Mafkinan Mine, Afilula Rashi, Paraka Socher is a Omnin. Even according to the Rashi on today's daf, Gabi Chosin Para, V'yihachi Chay Lazei Shemaim, Hechdom Zanizak Lo Mafkina Minei. No, that's how, it's only by Kim Le Bedrabi Minei Chayivu. Rak Delo Katzlina Betray Katzlina V'Avdin Lenei Achumra. Hilchach Hecha Delo Avdin Lenei Achumra Ko Mishogeg O Shalom Basra. Right, so then we would have said he has to pay unless for without Tana Demechizkia. Aval Hecha Shegrama Benezikini Vein Bochiyev Minadin Ela Lasei Zinei Shemaim. Imkein pshita di tafas mafkinan minei. That's a very important machlokas, how to understand the Rashi over here. Good. Again, there's a lot more, but we continue. Third answer again of how you could do get a double punishment here. Rav Papa Amar, maybe there's no overlap, right? Kinle v'drabi minei has to have simultaneity. And if it's not, then you get both chiyuvim. Mishas b'shifcha yichayev lo b'mazono say, when he pulls the animal, when my friend pulled the animal, then he has a chiyuv mizonos, umilka lo laki, meaning to allow him to eat lunch, umilka lo laki achas chasima, and the malchus is only by the isser of the plowing, by the muzzling, and therefore you're going to have to pay both. Okay, three answers how that works. Vayter, Omer of Papa, the following two questions were asked from me in the Beis Medrash, and I said that they're usser. One was Me'ikar Adin, and one was just a Chumrah. This has nothing to do with us, it's just that Rav Papa just gave the third answer to the Stira, so we have two other totally different topics that Rav Papa quotes right here in Asochar Zapolim. Baal Minai, they first asked me, Yaradeya, Ma'ol Alushes Ha'isa B'Chalav. Are you allowed to make milchik bread? Are you allowed to make bread with milk in it? Upashilu Lisura Kehilchas. I told them, Asur Me'ikar Hadin. Not just the Chumrah, Me'egar Adin, as we know from elsewhere, the Tanya. The Brisa says, quoted back in Zvachim, in Psachim, and in Zvachim, Ein Lashon HaSa'isa B'chalav, one is not allowed to knead a dough with milk. Why? Obvious, because bread is a staple, you eat that at every meal. If I make milchik rolls, then I'm going to eat that with my hamburger. It's a gzera. Gzera d'rabanan, you're not allowed to make milchik bread. V'yim Lash, call it, and the opposite. We'll see that, in a second. Mim lash kalapasa kulasura, but nehar galaveira, and if I did it, the whole dough is usher to eat because I might come to eat it with fleshiks. Kayotsebo, the opposite. Etashin es atanur ba'alya, I should not wipe my oven out with even a kosher fat, an alya, right, the tail, because it's gonna make it fleshik. Vim tash kalapas kula asura, ashiyasa gazatanur, you have to first heat up the tanur, and then, and then after it's not fleshig anymore, then I could put the bread in. Right? That gets into issues of recha and zeya, which we're not going to get into now. But we have to talk about milchik bread. So there's an issur d'rabbanan to make milchik bread. The Gemara, though, in Psachim, Daf Lamed Vav, says there is a heter. There is a heter, Kain Tura. What does Kain Tura mean? And we'll see the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like both. Yoredei Atzadi Zion. Says the Rashi there in Psachim Lamed Vav. Rashi says Kain Tura means literally like the eye of an ox. What is the eye of an ox? If you make a small enough amount, like the eye of an ox, so you're for sure going to finish it at the meal that you are serving it, so that is what is allowed. That is Rashi's pshat of Kain Tura. The Rambam says Kain Tura is relating to the shape. If I make the bread into the shape of the eye of an ox, so everybody knows this is an unusual type of bread, so then it would be mutter. Machlokas Rashi Rambam, what does it mean? Kain Tura, that's the Rashi there in Psachim, and the Rambam in Machal Zasuros, Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Beis. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya, in Simen Sadi Zayin, Sif Aleph quotes both of these heterim. Ein Lash and Isa B'chalav, Shem Yabo La'achlo and Basar. V'im Lash, Kalapas Asura, Afilo La'achlo Levada. V'im Haya Davar Muat, and if it's only a little, Rashi, kedei achila b'bas achas, sheshina tzuras hapas, shetehni keres, shelo yochal b'basar, Rambam, mutter. So if you do either one, only make a very small amount, so you're for sure, you're making it for the meal that you're about to eat, milchiks, so I'm going to finish it, or not, it is mutter. Kiyotibo, and they quote the opposite as opposite as well. And those together we are talking about. What does small mean? What if you have a big family? Does it mean that meal? Does it mean that day? Right? Different issues that come up. Right? What happens, a big discussion is if, do you apply the principle, this is very lamaisa for certain goods, do you apply the principle, the regular rules of ein mevatlin iser lechadchila by this gzeira? Usually we say, I'm not, if I want to have a little milk in my chicken soup, even less than 1 in 60, I'm not allowed to do that. Ein mevatlin iser lechadchila. But what if it's just this? What if I'm going to put a drop of milk into the bread, but it's going to be batel? Are you allowed to do that? So that's the machlokas on the page here. The Gilead Marsha assumes it's aser, and the Nachas Svi here in the bottom has a long discussion of it. He thinks it's mutter. The whole thing is a gzera, so it's a gzera by amount of something that's not really aser. So that's a big discussion. Certain products that we buy might have some milk in it, but the discussion also comes up by certain Thomas's English muffins, right, which are milchik. So that has a hechsher on it. So the difference as far as given, right? Maybe because everybody knows what they look like. Right, like the Rambam, right? Ein adatura, or it's small, or maybe some poskim say even if you baked it, if the kavana is to afterwards put a siman on it, it's going to be in the package that says OUD, right? So maybe that helps solve the problem. There are many different sources, or maybe there's such a small amount that it's batel, and therefore it's going to be okay. But all of these svaras are given, but this is the issue of milchik bread. Good. Weiter. That's one thing that Shmuel said, that Rav Papa said, and that was Me'ikar Adin. V'idach, and the other thing he said was a Chumrah. Bo Aminai, Ma'u L'Hachlis Min V'She'eno Mino L'Dir. Well, this might be related to what we were just talking about, the Isser of Kilai Behema, but now we're going into the other type of Kilai Behema. We mentioned that Nesechus Kilayim talks about five types of Kilayim. The last one discussed is Kilai Begadim, Shatnis. The first two, Kilai Zroim and Kilai Akerem. And then, towards the end, towards the middle end, the Misakla talks about Kilai Behema, the two types of Kilai Behema. Cross-working, which we spoke about already, now cross-breeding. So, am I allowed to put two animals in the same pen? Without doing anything more than that, right? But maybe one will be Rovea Marbia with the other one and violate. So Valahakas Bidvishen Amino Ladir, Upashululi Sur, and I said it's Usur. The Lav Kilchasa, not Maker Adin. I was just Machmir. De Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Ubim and Na'afim, when it comes to Ede Znus, Adam cannot testify that people were mizana unless they see kedera chamanaafim, the way of adulterers, meaning they are in position to commit a maisa's nus. Right, you can't just be before that. They have to actually be kedera chamanaafim. Ubi kilayim, and one this one violate kilay behema, achiyachnas kimachol bishvaferes, until one actively assists the Maisa Revia between the animals. That's what Bone violates. So really, putting the two animals in the same pen is not good enough. But Shmuel's, Rapapa says, I was Machmir. Mazav Rabachtavai Bar Ami. Is it really true that that's what you need for the Issa Daraisa? Says the Torah. It says the Drasha. Ilu Nemra Bantachalo Sarbia. If the Pasuk only says, your animal you shall not mate. Hayisi Omer, I might have thought. Lo yochas adam habehema b'shas she'ole ala zachar. I am not allowed to hold the animal and allow the zachar to go onto the behema of the animal, not actively involved in the direct maisa of the revia, but just holding one of the animals down. So I might have thought that's aser even by animals of the same type. Right? Lo sarbia. Be'lo sarbia. Tamalomer kilayim. That's why it says the word kilayim. No. It's only usher to be involved by animals of not the same type. But doesn't that say, now, what it was that Bryce is talking about, though? Lav michlal de kilayim achizanami lo. But isn't it clear from this Bryce that one doesn't require actual to be machnis kemachol bishvaferis, actively the physical act of assisting the animal? It sounds like just holding one of the animals so the other animal could do its thing. So the Gemara says, no, my achiza hachnasa. No, when the Braisa talks about achiza, it means actual hachnasa being involved. My kari la achiza, lishna ma'alya. But really, the Issa Daraisa is not just assisting in generally in the act, but actively making sure that the act happens. And that's the only Issa. Period. Amar Rav Yehuda, min bamino mutal achiz bimachol bishvaferes. Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda the Amora, min bamino, right, a horse and a horse, a cow and a cow, and a bull, right, one is allowed me'ikar adit to be involved. What if somebody is a farmer or a zookeeper and one is trying to help the species and one wants to create more animals? One is allowed to do that. V'yafilu bishim pritzus aleka, and even, it's not even considered a lack of pritzus. What do you mean? Rashi quotes, because Gemara elsewhere says that one is not allowed to actively watch animals copulating, one watch animals involved in the act. It's also to watch that. So why here does it say one is, it's even more, it's even worse? The answer is no. It's chumra, it's kula. Because one is involved in the act, you're doing your job, so then one could assume one is not, it's not a problem. My time up, biavidite tarid. One is involved in their avoda, and therefore one is not focusing on the act as much, and that's why it is mutter. This concept of vite tarid comes up all the time in poskim. The Shach discusses this in Yaradeya and Hilchas Nida. Shach discusses doctors and women. Does a woman have to go to a female doctor? So the Shach says, those days there were no female doctors. But if one wants to, the best doctor is a man. So the Shach discusses there. Remember that Shach is about the husband taking the wife's pulse when she is Anita. So the Shach is not in favor, unless it's Pikuach Nefesh. Even there, he bends over, he says, ah, Yarival Yavar, Avaki Liarayas. But there, he says that the Minag is, the Minag Pashut, here in Kuf Sadi Hey Sif Chaf, the Shach says that's the Minag Pashut for the doctors. Nira, let me just find the, V'chena minaga pashik she rofim yisraelim and mashmashim hadpeg. Take the pulse. Shall isha afilu eshes ish, or vedes kochavim, ava beshi isha rofim acherim ovne kochavim, v'chena osim shar mine mishmushim, other types of physical touching. Al pi darki harefua, eladavar pashik kaboshakasaf, right? If somebody's involved, ba'vidite tarid, right? So we don't think that would be a problem. The Noda Behuda also has a tshuva, where he uses a similar type of principle. Again, tshuva quoted in in the Pesachei Tshuva on the page, there was a couple that lived in a city. They were the only Jews in the city. This couple, know what they were doing there? The only Jews in the city. And when she had to go to the mikvah, could the husband be the woman's mikvah lady? Right? Because she has nobody else to make sure. They were clear that she was going down in the river, right? And a couple hundred years ago, they weren't going to the mikvah. And the question is, could he be the mikvah lady? Is he allowed to see her makomos hamachusim, even at a time when she is in either before she goes into the mikvah? And also, the case is he allowed, it seems like, to put his hand on her head, just to make sure that when his hand goes underwater, then they'll know that all the hair is under is the water. That's Nagia. But this is the case. So the Nabi Yehuda's Mekel, the Nabi Yehuda says, Bishaz, she's going to be mutter in 10 seconds. He doesn't use the lashon, avid teitarid, but he allows it, because he quotes this Mora Horah, who asks him, Kivachu osig biiske tfila, hu ma'atzwa machazel latara, but he does have, alo yikashoba, right? He's not going to. It's never a similar type of idea. If you're involved in something, there's less of a chash. Again, there is an isra of histachlus in certain makomas amachusim, bishas nida, but right before, be avid teitarid. You can use this type of principle, and therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Viter. Mazav Rabach Tavoy Bar Ami. Ilu ne'emar behem decholo sarbiya kilayi. Sarbiya, if it only said that, Lashon. Ha yisi omer lo yochaz adem asabahema. Kedisha yala le zachar. Tamalomar kilayim. Right, same this question that we asked before. If I would have just had Lashon, I would have thought, you can't even just hold the animal. That's why he says, kilayim. I would have thought, even by a min bamino. So the Gemara says, kilayim hu da'asur, ha min bamino shari. So only two different types of animals are asur, but min bamino, one would be allowed. U min bamino nam yachiz inachnas alo. But if you're medayik, maybe even by min bamino, one is only allowed to, let's say, hold an animal in place, but not to actually assist the physical act. So the word says, no, my achiza achnasa, maybe it actually means, achnasa would also be mutter, the my karele achiza, lishna ma'alya. Meaning, even by animals, we have a lishna ma'alya, right? That's how we describe it. Period. Amar avashi, hamilsa bo minai, debay Rav Nechem Yeresh Galusa. This question was asked for me from Rav Nechem Yeresh Galusa. Mao, the Sharm Sierra Balacha here points out that some of there's a Chuvas Harash that says, we never find in Shas anywhere the name of one of the Reish Galusas. So, right here, Rav Nechemya Reish Galusa. Ma'al lahachnis min umino v'shein umino ladir. Can I put three animals in a pen? Min b'mino u'b'shein umino. Right? A bull, an ox, a cow, and a horse. Right? Do I have to be worried that it's going to go for the non-mino? Kiva di'ika mine basar mine garir. Can I assume that it's okay because it's going to follow its own type? O dilba filo achilo or not? Upashtu lehu le'isura diloke hilchasa. Maker did its mutter, but he paskin shaloke hilchasa. I answered diloke hilchasa. Why? I answered lechobra bishapritsusa da'avdi. Because if I allow this, then they'll probably, the avadim will probably even do the next step and just put mimishaino mino in the pen as well. And therefore, I did not allow it. Period. Vayter says the Mishnah, Haya Osa, but now getting back to issues of allowances of the workers to eat. Remember the two sugyas that overlap. The allowance of the worker to eat and the isser of muzzling one's animal or one's worker. So Yosef Biyadav Avalo Baraglav Avalo Biyadav, if the animal is, or the person, is working with his hands, and not with its feet or vice versa. Afilu bixefo. If somebody's just schlepping, haresa ochel, it doesn't matter what type of work you're doing in the field, you're always allowed to eat. They're always allowed to eat some of the produce. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Ache yaseh biyadav baraglav. Right? The case of the Torah is yadav and raglav, so too, only if you're actively, kain shel Torah. Says the Gemara, my time, ki sava bekerem reachov, b'choma da'ovid. Tanakhama says, whatever you're doing, b'choma da'ovid. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ache yaseh biyadav baraglav. No, you need both. My time with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, kishor, like the ox, which is the case in the Torah, lo sachsom, shor, b'disho. Mashor, achiyat, that by the muzzling, and by the allowance to eat. Mashor, achiyasa, b'yadav, v'baraglav, af poel, achiyasa, b'yadav, v'baraglav. You have to be using your feet and using your hands. Boy, Rabba Barav Huna, dosh, bavazim, v'tarik olim, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Mahu. What about a chicken? A chicken only has feet, right? It doesn't have hands. Right, so you're going to tell me there's no issur there? Well, you're using everything you have. So is that good enough? And therefore there will be an Isser of Chasima by Avadim Atani Golem, Odilma, Biyadim Ubraglam, Biyadim Aleka. He doesn't have it, doesn't have it. Right? So what do you say? So, Teku. So that question is not answered. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua. What about the following case? We read this line and we think it's not so halacha l'maisa. Well, let's read it first. Poalim. What about workers? You have workers that are pressing your grapes. So how do they press your grapes? So we know you put all the grapes down, at least in the days of old. You put them all down in the wine press and the workers walk and stomp over the grapes. So they go one direction. At that time, they're still grapes. So therefore, the first time across. So Achlo Hilchu Shesiva Arev Begat, until they've gone both directions one time. Oklan Anavim Meshos and Yayin. They're only allowed to eat grapes, but not some of the wine. Because as we'll see in the next Mishnah coming up, you're only allowed to eat and partake of the type of item that you are involved in. So the first two times going across, so it's wine. Misha Hilchu Shesiva Arev Begat, but once you went through, and now it's already oozing out, then Oklan Manavim Meshos and Yayin. Then you can use both, because now you're involved in both. What does this have to do with us? 2 points. Number one, sounds like from here, that at the beginning, when you're involved in the grapes, you're not allowed to drink the wine yet. It's two minim. Ask the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, Simon Lam and Gimel. Ochal anovim chadashim, kodem abatsir. I eat grapes, right, at the beginning of the season. Ubire chaleyam shehechiyanu. Kisheyishte achar kach tirosh, tzarech levarech shenis olo. Amazing. I made a shehechiyanu on grapes. The wine wasn't ready yet. Wasn't ready. It was just very early grapes. But later on, so he says, I think you'd have to make a shechianu again. We don't pass it this way. Shulchan Aruch quotes the kolbo, that's machmir, not to make the shechianu. But says the Trumas Hadeshen, nire lahavi raya, de'ein svara l'chalek, and therefore you can see they're different, mehadet tzad v'perek ha'socher as apolim. And he quotes, shesi v'ari v'chulu, what do you see from here? Ha kamon, the hasam nami, hayayin eino ba elamino anavim, very nice. That's the Trumas Hadeshen in Siman Lamed Gimel.
Is this a
Dover Acher? No, you could only, the grapes you could have at the beginning with the grapes, and afterwards you could have both, because you're osik in both of them now. You're not dipping it in something else. Number one. There's a tshuva in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Glover. Rabbi Frumer, Hashem Yikom Damo, was killed in Treblinka. Says the Eretz Tzvi here in Chelak Aleph Simin Kuf Chaf Hey, amazing tshuva he has relating to the Inyan in Mutter Lasos Mikvah B'Sheleg Shemafshirin Oso. It was a place where they couldn't get a mikvah. They wanted to bring snow in and then put these hot metal pieces on the snow in order, or an iceberg in order to melt it, and in that way they'll make a mikvah. Is that called Yad Adumbo that would passel the water for the mikvah? So that's what he talks about. He goes through, he brings in Hilchah Shabbos, you know, what about Hilchah Shabbos, something solid at room temperature, and then you heat it, is that called Bishul, and a lot of different issues. But then he says, Ksas Rayola. But Mitzia Tzadi Aleph, Paul, the Mishil Choshev, Arev Shosin, Ga Yain, he says, the Kasha, Ha Pu'ulaso, Eno Bayain, Rak Ba'anavim. He says, do you focus on the result of what is being achieved or the act of what you're involved in now? Meaning, when I am putting the hot thing onto the ice, so am I involved in the ice or am I also involved in the water? Maybe you could say, I'm only involved in the ice. What comes out of my action, the result, has nothing to do with me, even though that's my ultimate purpose. So therefore you would say, there was a maisa done in the ice, not a maisa done with the water, and therefore it does not pass over the mikvah. What's a raya to that? Our case. When you're involved in the wine, in the grapes, you don't say that, oh, you're involved in wine too, and therefore you can already partake of the wine. No. Only afterwards, when it's already smushed, when it's already crushed, so then you could say that you're involved in the wine. Again, you read this Gemara, you don't think it's anything related to Halacha L'maisa, and right here says the Eretz Tzvi, it is involved. And also some of the posts can talk about, what if a non-Jew is crushing my grapes and he only does step one? Is that called a non-Jew touching my wine and would be aser bishum stam yenom or yain shenaga ba'akum, or is that only the grape? Again, all of this very Halacha L'maisa based on this little Gemara. Okay, weiter. Hayosa betainim lo yochal banavim. Banavim lo yochal betainim. Ava manei asatzmo atche megiye lamakom yavos v'ochel. I can't eat a different type of fruit, but I can wait to eat the better of that fruit to like the end of the row. V'kula lo amre lo b'shas malacha. And the whole heter is always only b'shas malacha. Aval Misham Hashiv Avedim Abaylim Amru, but midrabanan, we allow the Paulim a little extra. Amru Paulim Ochlin Bahalichasim Yumal Uman. If you go from job to job, you're allowed to eat. Ubachazirasan Minagat, and also when you're coming back from the Gat, Ubachamark Shib Horakas. That'll come up what that means on tomorrow's daf. Iboy Lahu Osabagavzem Oshi Yocha Bagefan Acher. Am I allowed to eat from a different vine? If it's all vines, can I eat from a different vine at the time when I'm working in vine A? Can I do vine B? Mimin shatanosin lekelav shel balabayis beinon vahaika. It's the same type. Odil mimin shatanosin lekelav shel balabayis beinon vahaleka. Or it's not the actual vine. And if I say I'm not allowed to eat from a different vine, an ox is always eating from a different vine than it's working on, because the way it's attached, it's working, the plow is working one vine, and the vine that's in front of the animal is a different one. So you have to say it's mutter. So Amar Shishi Beid Ravidi, no, Bisarcha, maybe only long vines. If it's one big vine and the vine that he's working on is still in front of him. So we still have a kasha. Tashva, hayosim b'teinu b'yochal banavim. Our Mishnah says, if you're involved in figs, you can't eat grapes. Mashma, hata'enim b'teinim dumya d'teinim banavim ochel. But if it's figs and figs similar to a figs and grapes case, it would be mutter. Meaning, different vine. The Amrit osa begefet zet, eino ocha begefen acher, heichemish kachasla. But doesn't therefore our Mishnah prove that you're allowed to? How would you understand this diyuk if it would be asur? So Amrav Shishi, Reid Ravidi, b'mudlis, no. Maybe by case of mudlis. What's mudlis? Rashi explains. If you have grapes and figs hanging on top of each other, and you lift one up to get to the other ones. So maybe that's the case. That's usher by two types and mutter by the same type. But maybe a totally different area would not be mutter. So it's still question. Tashma. You can wait to the end of the row and then eat. And if you say you can eat from another one, why wait? Go bring some of the good stuff to where you are now. So it must be you're not allowed to do that. The Gemara again says, no, Raya. When you would be walking to get the other stuff, you would be mavata malacha. That for sure is usur. But what if his wife and kids could bring it to him? That's the shaila where there's no bitul malacha. So tashma, next try. The next line of the Mishnah said, you're only allowed to eat during the time of malacha. But midrabanan, you could eat even in between. Amru, Paulim, Ochle, Malichasim, Miuman, Uman, Ubachazirasan, Minagat. You're allowed to eat in between Midrabanan. Meaning, Me'ikar Hadin, I'm not allowed to eat from work to work, but Midrabanan, I can. Why is it usur for me, on the Torah level, not to be able to eat between jobs? There's two possibilities the Gemara is about to get into. Number one, it's not called working when I'm in between. Or number two, it is called working, but Ochel basada zel, or yochel basada acher. Right? Those are the two possibilities that the Gemara is about to go through, each one, whether this is a raya or not. Savrua mahalech ka'osa maisadami. One possibility is, when I'm walking in between, it's as if I'm working. But it's only mutter midarabanan. Midaraisa lo achel. Why? Alma osa begefen ze, ina ochel begefen acher. That must be the svara, because if you're in one, you can't eat from the other. So Gemara says, no raya, lo, maybe lachosu begefen ze, ochel begefen acher, maybe it's mutter, umahalech, laf, kosa maisadami. But it's, they're really, in between, you're not working. That's why you're not allowed to eat. Number one. Or you get the amr the opposite. Try to prove the other way. Savru amalek lav kosa maisa dami. Start off this way. Walking in between is not kosa maisa. You're not working. Vahayinu taima di bidaraisa lo achil. Why you're not allowed to eat bidaraisa? Bishop de lav kosa maisa dami. Ha osa maisa, but if it would be considered osa maisa, achil bidaraisa, you would be able. Alma osa begefen ze, ochel begefen acher. It would be a ride that will be mutter. The Gemara says, "Lo, lo lemeim lecha osa begefen ze eino chal begefen acher. Maybe it would be aser umahalech ka osa maisa dami. And it's aser even though you're considered doing the work because it is aser. So basically, we don't answer that question. It remains unanswered. Again, this is somewhat lemaisa. Again, it depends on the umdina of the time. The Chashuk Yechemet here has a couple of cases of, you know, how much could an employee, let's say an employee's at a computer, are they allowed to make personal phone calls during the day? Are they allowed to surf the internet for personal things that they want to get? It all depends on the umdana of what is understood in the time. If most employers know that there's going to be some downtime and it's not taking away from the other person's you know, production, then it'll be mutter. If there's a situation where no, every second counts, then it'll probably be aser. Either way, that's that. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, the next days will be uploaded from the last cycle. And again, the shiur of this week are L'Refuah Shalema, Aryeh Le'Baruch Ben Gittel, his Refuah Nefesh, Refuah Saguf, and Yishbizocha to a Refuah. Okay, we'll stop here.